Thank you very much. Welcome everybody to this sixth meeting of the Global Network of Basins working on climate change adaptation. It was nice to have seen several of you, many of you, 1 month ago in Dakar at the World Water Forum. Today we will focus on one increasingly important topic, climate change adaptation, and also a bit mitigation, which is becoming more and more important, as Sibylle has just said. All of you basin organizations are already dealing with the impact of increasing climate change variability, such as increased floods, droughts, water scarcity, pollution, sea level rise, saltwater intrusion, to name just a few of the many impacts. You know from your daily work how severe these impacts can be, but also you are implementing already specific adaptation measures, developing adaptation strategies, impact assessments, and you know very well how important it is to address climate change impact at the basin level. In order to maximize effectiveness, in order to share data, and also in order to actually locate measures where they have an optimum effect in a basin. Exchanging such information between all of you on measures taken, lessons learned, future plans, challenges, but also what has not worked, is crucial to increase effectiveness of adaptation, to avoid maladaptation, to promote learning and advance collectively. This is exactly the goal of the Global Network of Basins, created in 2013 under the Water Convention together with INBO. That's why this network currently includes 17 basins, and I asked my colleague to show the list. I particularly would like to welcome the newest member from the Amazon Basin, the Amazon Cooperation Treaty Organization, who is joining online this meeting. We hope that many more basins will join the network in the future. This meeting aims to share, exactly as I said, experiences, updates, progress, lessons learned, and best practice in developing, financing, and implementing adaptation strategies, measures, and plans. It will also have this afternoon a particular focus on ecosystem-based adaptation in advance of the UN Biodiversity COP later this year, because this year, as many of you, is the year of biodiversity. The meeting will also discuss actions taken at transboundary level in view of the acceleration needed to achieve SDG 6 and in line with the Dakar Action Plan for basins. A few weeks ago, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released the sixth report of the Working Group on Adaptation, which is sounding the alarm for urgent action to increase freshwater resilience in the face of climate change. This report stresses, for example, that water security is critical for meeting sustainable development goals and systems transition needed for climate-resilient development. However, also many mitigation measures, climate change mitigation measures, have a high water footprint, which can compromise SDGs and adaptation outcomes. Therefore, water also needs to be considered in mitigation efforts. In this regard, it is a very positive sign and a great step forward that water features prominently in many nationally determined contributions submitted by the countries in 2020, 2021 to UNFCCC. These NDCs need to be filled with life and be implemented. Here you, the basin organizations, play an important role. You can actually help to fill those NDCs with life, but also you can ensure that negative effects of unilateral adaptation measures on other countries are avoided. indeed, this IPCC report, which I mentioned a few minutes ago, also talks about transboundary cooperation. It says, for example, that the probability of conflicts can increase, but also in some cases decrease, depending on climatic variables and other socioeconomic and political factors, such as low levels of economic development and political marginalization. So there is some evidence that those tensions can be amplified in some regions of the world, depending on climatic variables and other concomitant socioeconomic and political factors. And you, as basin organization, you play a crucial role in order to actually prevent such conflicts and increase the effectiveness of adaptation. Going forward, in addition to the Global United Nations Water Conference in 2023, which Niels has just mentioned, where all your participation and input is crucial, also the COP27, the 27th conference of the UNFCCC meeting of the parties, will also play an important role later in November this year in Egypt. From what we have heard, Egypt also wants to place water and adaptation as one of its priorities for this COP. And therefore, this will be an important occasion for you to make your voice heard in the water and climate change discussions, and also to ensure that transboundary cooperation and the role of basin organizations is considered, including in the crucial climate finance discussion and actions. I would like to assure you that UNEC, INVO, and the co-chairs of the Task Force on Water and Climate are ready to work together with you on this. So these and many other issues will be discussed today, and I encourage you to be active during the meeting, share your experiences, listen to the others, also share what has not worked in your basins in order to come up with positive solutions. Finally, I would like to thank already in advance, at the beginning of the meeting, INBO as a partner of the Global Network, Switzerland and Netherlands as lead parties and also providing financial resources for the work, all presenters and participants, and also the technical staff, interpreters and colleagues here. I wish all of you, all of us, a fruitful meeting today. Thank you. Merci.